Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Geneva Magnus Radio Special. Here it goes.
Geneva Magnus is on a roll. Her latest album, 2012 Stronger For It, has made its mark in the blues world and won a heaping helping of awards in 2013. She's Living Blues Magazine's Female Blues Artist of the Year and scored two wins at the 24th Annual Blues Music Awards, Contemporary Blues Female Artist of the Year and Song of the Year for the self-panned I Won't Cry. Over the next hour, we'll talk with vocalist and songwriter Geneva Magnus about her music and listen to songs from Stronger For It. I'm your host, Rich Mahan. Let's start off with the first track from the album. Here's There It Is. Geneva Magnus, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Rich. Really, really glad to be here.
How did you get started in the music industry?
I was the little kid who knew all the songs to all the TV theme shows. I could sing all the commercials right away out of the gate. Never had a problem understanding what was being sung on the radio. Never had difficulty understanding Jagger. Never had problem understanding James Brown. I was like a little minor bird. That turned into a girl who was obsessed with radio, which turned into a teenager that was obsessed with her records. And that would turn into listening to my records over and over and over and over and over because that's what young artists, what young musicians do. That's how we begin. I went for my first audition when I was 19. I was convinced I was going to have an early demise, and I thought to myself, you know, you're 19 years old. You're really getting old now. You better try. You better at least try. Because if it's all said and done, if it's over and you never tried, that would just be sad. So I went out and I auditioned for this gig and I got the gig. And that began to motivate me. It begat more auditions, more gigs. I think that the music sort of chose me rather than me choosing it.
How did you pick blues? Is that just your canvas? That just feels the most comfortable? It is you? It is who you are?
It turns out that it is me, and it is the place that I'm the most comfortable. Blues, rhythm and blues music, soul music. It's really the only genre that's ever made sense to me. When I listen to Wolf, when I listen to Muddy Waters, when I listen to Etta James, there's a taproot that wakes up in me, and it shakes me to my core. That experience, you know, was the thing that I began to seek. Ultimately, it turned into a career path, but I didn't see it coming. I was just trying to chase that experience of the feeling that you get when you listen to Otis Rush play the guitar, that feeling that you get when you hear Muddy sing She's 19 years old. You know what I mean? It's
You won Song of the Year at the Blues Music Awards for I Won't Cry. Tell us about that song.
This particular lyric just came all in one after a very, very difficult telephone call. And I hung the phone up and I picked up the pen. I was sitting at my desk crying, and out it came. Just the lyric all in one. I mean, it must have taken less than 15 minutes. I guess it's about resolve. It's about, you know, you can kick me, you can beat me, so to speak. You can cut me, and I will bleed, but you're not going to get the best of me. You'll never have the best of me, as a matter of fact, because that belongs to me.
The harder the words, the colder the night, the closer the hand, the sharper the knife. Tighter I hold on, the further you seem to fly. I get cut and I might bleed, but I won't cry. The bigger the love, the blacker the bruise, the less that you. lost. The pain in my heart until it just stops. Once more I'll just hold on until I get strength to fly. I get cut and I might bleed, but I won't cry. I get cut, I might bleed, but I won't cry. I get cut, I might bleed, but I won't cry.
Next track, Make It Rain.
Yeah, Tom Waits wrote that. I think my favorite line is, they're sharpening their knives on my mistakes. Who hasn't felt that? Especially for those of us that have some living in the public eye thing going, you know. I heard Duke Robillard sing that song. I was waiting backstage to go on after Duke, and he played it, and I was backstage flipping out because it was such an amazing, first of all, it was Duke Robillard, secondly, it was such an amazing version, and thirdly, the tune was just, I had to do it, so I stole it.
You took all my money and my best friend. You know the story, but here it comes again. I have no pride, I have no shame. You got to make it rain. Make it rain. Since you're gone, deep inside it hurts. I'm just another sad guest on this dark earth. I want to believe I do in the mercy of the world again. Make it rain.
Make it rain.
Got to make it rain.
Make it rain.
The night's too quiet, stressed out, alone. I need the whip of the thunder and the world's dark moan. I'm not able, I'm just chained. Open up the heavens and make it rain. The gate, they sharpen their knives on my mistakes. People, what he done, you can't give it a name. You got to make it rain,
make it rain,
make it rain,
make it rain,
yeah, yeah.
I'm
Another song off Stronger For It that you co-wrote with your producer Dave Darling is Whistling in the Dark. Tell us about that one. Where'd the story for that come from?
It's a saying from when I was a little girl, and it's something that I think I've done my whole life. You know, let's pretend that that monster isn't in the closet. Because when I was little, I was sure there were monsters, not just in the closet, but the SOBs were under my bed, and I knew for sure that if I had to use the bathroom in the middle of the night and I stuck my leg down there, they were going to grab me and pull me under. And I think that's like a standard, childhood fear, and I was no exception to that. So whistling in the dark, pretending that there's nothing wrong, pretending that everything's fine. It served me really well. I've done it my whole life. I'm still doing it. It gets me through some very difficult moments, some very difficult periods of time when I'm just going to say, you know, I'm going to be Scarlett O'Hara right now, and I will not think about that today. I will think about that tomorrow, because tomorrow is another day.
When you help me, you know you held me so right now. I felt like nothing could hurt me in the middle of the night. Well, I suppose if I was telling the truth now, there'll be no way for me to get over you. Oh no, but I'll keep pretending. I'll just keep on pretending and whistling in the dark. When I was a baby child, I'd always run away and hide. I cried. Those days are long gone, but some nights I still feel the same. I know you're leaving, and I think maybe I only got myself to blame. But I'll keep pretending.
Your latest album, Stronger For It, has your first self-penned material since your very first debut album. What accounts for the lapse in songwriting between then and now, and what brought you back to it?
The truth. I was afraid to write. I was afraid to try. How the world sees me now is not as a fearful person, but I'm scared like a bunny a lot of times. But what's true today, what's accurate today, is that it doesn't stop me the way that it used to. My fear used to stop me in the tracks. Always, 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 don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. And today it's not, and I'm grateful to be relieved of so much of that. I'm afraid, and then I do it anyway. I was afraid to write. I was afraid I would suck. Even more, maybe I was afraid I wouldn't suck. That's part A. Part B is that I was married for a very long time. to a very talented and very prolific songwriter, and I didn't want that on the table between us. What if I sucked? What if I didn't? But how's that going to lay in the politic of my marriage?
What brought you out of it?
Two things. I kept getting encouragement from Alligator. I got some serious encouragement and, you know, putting your money where your mouth is support from Dave Darling, my producer. So there was that, and I lost the marriage. Those things that I was experiencing that I felt like were holding me back were largely removed.
Tell us about track 5 on the record, I'm Alive.
Yeah, wow. That's a Shelby Lynn tune, and I love Shelby Lynn. Just love her. I love her bravado. I love her, you know, screw you attitude. And I think she's wildly talented. And when I first heard this song, I had that reaction, which was, oh my God, what a beautiful piece of work. I have to sing this because it just cut me right down the middle, you know, beautiful.
Engines rev and trumpets roar, I don't hear your voice no more. Living isn't worth fear of dying. Wrapped up package, torn up clothes, empty days with deep dark holes. The only thing that keeps a girl from crying. I'm alive. Whispers in the loser's dreams, holding on but not a thing. These arms now are paralyzed without you. Born and crazy, I have no fear. Children cry and then I hear the message my lies tell me. My dream. Oh, if I don't get you back, I'll fall upon a railroad track. Let the steel wheel cut right through my bones. Oh, if I don't get you back, I'll cover up them bloody tracks. The sorrow, hope, and I'm gonna hide my dying pride. 'Cause I'm alive. Out the pain, realize why you had to go. Days of lightning show the way, nighttime creeps and keeps at bay all the missing you, the mean, the cold, the ugly.
Ragged Company.
That's Grace Potter's song. I love Grace Potter. I think she's another very wildly talented young woman. Ragged Company was another one of those tunes that just cut me right down the middle. And I desperately connected with the song on a deep level and wanted to do it and was really afraid to try. You know, you can travel all around the world and sort of no matter where you go, there you are. Every town I go to has a mirror, and every mirror still shows me. In the history of my life, when I've been trying to run, mostly I've tried to run from me, and no matter where I go, there I am. That seems to be a common human experience.
Oh, Lord, I think I'm falling to my disbelief. I'm cursing like a sailor, and I'm lying like a thief. It's hard to heed the calling from the better side of me. I'm blaming everybody else, and no one coming clean. Oh, Lord, can't you see my thick skin wearing thin? The demons of the lesser me are beckoning me. And those who gather around me, I'm watching them all leave. 'Cause I am my own ragged company. So you could take a trip to China, take a boat to Spain, take a blue canoe all around the world and never come back again. But traveling don't change a thing, it only make it worse. Unless the trip you're taking is to change your crew, of course. 'Cause every town got a mirror, every mirror still shows me that I am my own ragged company. I am my own ragged company.
See you next time. Part 2 tomorrow. Bye.